In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 289. Who are obliged to observe the abstinence days of the Church? All Catholics who have passed their 14th birthday and have attained the use of reason are obliged to observe in the abstinence days of the Church, unless excused or dispensed. And this was updated, I should say, I believe, to the age of 16, who attained their 16th birthday in the new code of canon law. So it's at age 16. Question 290. What does the Church command us to fast? Or why does the Church command us to fast and to abstain? The Church commands us to fast and to abstain in order that we may control the desires of the flesh, raise our minds more freely to God, and make satisfaction for sin. The Lord tells us we need penance. And this means making ourselves do things we don't feel like doing in order to control our feelings, such as the desires of the flesh. For example, to study when we don't feel like it, to write that letter when we don't feel like it. That's at the heart of penance, good penance. And even younger people need to become detached from food in order to feel a day of penance in the flesh to some extent, a day of fasting, a day of abstinence. It's a good thing to try and be detached from food. It's a big problem in our culture, isn't it? This obsession, almost, with food, and not good food, often. Question 290. Why does the Church command us to fast and to abstain? Excuse me, I just said that. So notice that fasting and abstinence, they are not ends in themselves. That's a diet. A diet is just an end in itself. I'm going to diet this simply to lose some weight. But fasting and abstinence are meant to help us leave the world a little and go to God. Now, if fasting from food is nothing for you and is easily accomplished, and there are some people like that, well then, still keep the abstinence, still keep the fast day, but then fast from something which is not easy. And that might be the television, say, or the radio, or the internet, or the cell phone, the smartphone. Try and fast from those things. It is said just for smartphones that the average owner of those things checks their phone 150 times per day. Don't know if that's true or not, but it is an indication that some people are hooked on the things. So fasting from those, that would be penitential. And notice too, this is meant to control the desires of the flesh. Fasting is a wonderful tool, very effective against, say, impurity. Question 291. Why does the Church make Fridays of Lent days of abstinence? The Church makes Fridays of Lent days of abstinence in order that we may do penance for our sins, and also in order that we may prepare ourselves more worthily for Good Friday, when we commemorate the death of Jesus Christ. Question 292. How can we know the days appointed for fast or abstinence? We can know the days appointed for fast or abstinence from the instructions of our bishops and our priests. So in this, it is wise to have a calendar that marks the days of fast and the days of feasting. On the days of feasting, we ought to feast. On the days of fasting, we ought to fast. And handing over our will and our flesh to that higher authority of Holy Mother Church is very, very effective in going to God. So we're at the end now of Lesson 21 and ready to begin Lesson 22. And so for the prayer, there is a prayer here that's from the Collect for Friday after Passion Sunday. And you know, it would be a wonderful habit to check the missal, even if you can't go to Mass, And even if, let's say, you don't have the time to go through the Mass on your own when you're at the house, still to pray the collect of the Mass of the day. That would be a wonderful habit, a wonderful prayer to be saying, and for the habit to be acquired, I've already mentioned this, but let's repeat it. Get a liturgical calendar and look at it each day and know, okay, what is it, a day of fast? A feast day? Each of us should know whether or not we ought to be fasting or abstaining, and even to know ahead of time. Say, okay, well, tomorrow's coming up, and it's an ember day, be a day of fast, and to prepare for that would be an excellent habit to acquire. So get a liturgical calendar.